Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wasn't wrong. Good call from our guy, Will Brinson. Checking in just a moment. Joe O, Sammy P, welcome back. This is Bet Sweats. We'll talk NFL action with Brinson coming up. And based on our last conversation, Mikey Betts checks in on X. You can tweet us, bet_sweats. Fellas, I can tell you what's going to happen with the Lions this week. They're getting stuffed into a trash can by the Ravens. Then hopefully they get a little value versus the Browns. Mikey Betts says there's a book out there that will let you parlay the Chiefs and the Ravens division -104.
Really? Okay, that's good to know because I tried a couple Chiefs and playoffs. Couldn't do it.
Chiefs playoffs, Ravens division -104.
That's a really good bet if you can do it. I tried it a couple, including BetMGM. They would not let me do it. So okay. If you can find it, power to you.
That's like a – man, we don't use the L word around here, but
– I know. Chiefs are making the playoffs. I was advocating for Chiefs -190, but this is how you parlay. This is how you beat the books. You take two things that are very likely to happen. You sandwich them together, and all you got to do is lay -104. The Ravens are not losing the AFC North. Who's going to win it? Aaron Rodgers? Jake Browning?
No.
It's over.
As long as Lamar is healthy, yes.
Even if he's not healthy. I mean, right. Come on.
I know.
Their roster from top to bottom is the best in the league. So their backup right now is Cooper Rush. Okay, there's a drop-off there. Let me take that back. But still, how good they are across the board, offense, defense, special teams, in a weak division, their power rating is so high. I mean, you look at their schedule, again, assuming health, they're favored in every game the rest of the way. Like, where are they going to be a dog? Not, well, mm-hmm. Okay, maybe at Green Bay, end of the year. Okay, I'll give you that one. Hand up. At Cleveland, at Minnesota, at Miami, at Kansas City right now? No. I mean, the Eagles were just favored in Kansas City. So, yeah, the Ravens are going to be favored there. End of the year, fine. You want to do December in Green Bay? Fine. Maybe the Packers are favored. But they're going to be favored in every game but one the rest of the way. They're not losing that division. And odds are good the Chiefs make the playoffs. At -104, that's an insanely good bet.
It's a very good bet. Yeah. Excellent bet. That's a good look. Mike. And look, Mikey Betts is good at this. He's proven that since he's been listening to the show and checking in with us over the last year. I mean, how many times does he like, hey, here's a look, and it comes back to fruition. He's like, oh, remember when we talked about this a few months ago? Yeah, I'm going to cash that today. Like, yeah, that's you got to get creative sometimes. And if they're – see, I don't do that, like, for the most part. I'm straight up with, you know, with sides or division, you know, futures. Okay, I'm going to bet this award. I'll bet that. But comboing finding ways to get the best price possible on something that you think is a very good chance of hitting, but you don't want to lay $2-3. Like, that's part of the game too. If they're going to let you do it, find out where you can.
No doubt. I love his take on Detroit Baltimore as well. I don't even know that I agree with it yet. Monday's a long way away, and I am so wounded from NFL. He says that the Ravens are going to stuff the Lions into a trash can. I love that. I love the verbiage there. That line, depending on where you shop, 4.5, 5, 5.5. A lot of books at 5.5 now on that game next Monday night in Baltimore. BetMGM has 5.5. Circa has got 4.5. But I don't hate that opinion, that's for sure.
I think there's a decent chance that number comes down a little bit based on what the Lions did over the weekend, and the presumption is they're back. I get it. Paul wants a thought on Thursday Night Football. I don't have a thought on Thursday Night Football. I'll be honest.
The Dolphins stink?
Yeah, the Dolphins suck. And the Bills are awesome. Even when they don't bring their A game, they kick people's asses. So, yeah. Am I going to be betting a 12.5 side on a Thursday night? Probably not. Am I going to take the 12.5? Probably not. That game sucks to bet.
They've done really well. Buffalo's done really well against Miami. I mean, Tua's really struggled with the Buffalo defense. So the last, let me see. I didn't have this handy, but I know this top of my head. In the 2020s, is that a big enough sample size? 11 games. The Bills are 10-1. 10-1. Here are some final scores. 56-26, 26-11, 35-0, 48-20, 31-10. Been a lot of pain. The only win, 2022, Dolphins beat them 21-19. That's the only win this decade Miami has against Buffalo.
You've used them with Chirizi. Here's the angle on Thursday night. Do you want to use them in Survivor? I haven't taken a full look at the entire card and future value and all that stuff, and injury report's going to play a part in it as well, and we always have a full breakdown on Thursdays. But that's going to be a real conversation. I didn't want to do it this past week. Very few people did with Green Bay. What was the opening Thursday game? Some did with the Eagles. Some did on that. That was a pretty sharp play. Get out ahead of it. But use up the Eagles in week one. Do you want to use up the Bills in week three? That's going to be a look.
In that entry with those guys, we used Buffalo last week.
Yep, exactly.
So cannot use Buffalo again, unfortunately.
But it's a similar conversation to last week with Baltimore. This is by far the biggest favorite on the board. Like, what's the next high? 7.5, I think. Do you want to use it here? Yes. 7.5 Seattle.
Tampa at home against the Jets is probably going to be a good one. Man, I would love Green Bay to lose. I would just love it so much, but it's probably not going to happen. Green Bay now laying 8 on the road at Cleveland. That's the second biggest number that I see. And then Seattle's laying 7.5 to New Orleans.
Yeah, maybe I have to look past it, but when I use Green Bay, I want them at Lambeau. I know the rest of the card has something to do with it, but if I'm going to bet them, I want to get them at Lambeau when that place is a rockin'. So, yeah, that will be a conversation when we get to Thursday because there's not many other betting angles in that game. Awards. I would say the takeaway with MVP, as you mentioned, Herbert, after his performance last night, he's tied with Love for the third favorite. That is certainly noteworthy. You know what I want to bring up? OPOY. So last week we had Dave Richard on the show from CBS Sports, and he threw out the idea of Malik Nabers for OPOY and the value that you have right now with him. And then he goes out and has a kick-ass performance in Dallas. And right now, your receiving leaders are Nabers 1, JSN 2. I bet JSN at 50-1. For offensive player of the year. And I looked at the Nabers number. That is 20-1, even after his performance Your favorite right now is Saquon. Your second favorite is Bijan. I can't really argue with that. Those are the two best running backs in the game right now, and Saquon winning it last year, they make him the favorite. I think they're just kind of like waiting for this to settle out a little bit. They don't really know what to do, but those two names we have discussed for OPOY, the receiving leaders, through 2 weeks, and both have value right now. I feel
no,
if
no.
JSN keeps having 100-yard games, like, his name's going to get out there.
It will. I worry that he doesn't have the quarterback to get him there, and that right. might not be fair, but that's kind of how I feel. You know who I talked about in the summer and I did not get there on because I ended up on McCaffrey, who is right there. I mean, McCaffrey's 11-1. I did not get there on Puka Nacua. And that was the first name in the summer I started to talk about right here on BetSweats. He was in that 17-1 range, and I just couldn't get there because we kept hearing so many bad things about Stafford. I mean, all summer, when's Matthew Stafford going to take the field? When are we going to see him? And then at the end of August, he finally is throwing in the red jersey. It scared me off of Puka. And Stafford looks fine. Puka Nacua, through two games, has 20 targets, 18 catches for 221 yards. He's on pace to get 170 targets this year. That's pretty good. It's pretty good for a young stud receiver that's big, 6'2", 215, catches basically everything thrown his way. He's already averaging 110 yards per game. Now, no touchdowns yet, but those will come. He's caught 18 of the 20 balls thrown his way. He's an unbelievable receiver at this level, and he's now 10-1. And you know me, I'm thinking to myself, well, damn, I didn't bet the 17. Not going to bet the 10. Kicking myself because I drank too much of the Stafford is unhealthy Kool-Aid that I didn't get there.
Go ahead, Paul. Do you have a question on neighbors?
Yeah, it's not the first time I kind of brought this point up. Do you care, does it keep you away from the bet there that there is literally no historical precedent for a second-year wide receiver to win this award? Do you care?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I look at the impact that he had in year one, and his name's already out there. It was there when he was in college. I care. My care, like my negative side of this bet would be we know Dart's coming in. How about that? Like, we didn't talk enough about that. Daboll decided no matter how the game was going, I'm putting Dart on the field. Rushed through for 450 yards, and he's taking him off the field so Dart can run the ball, so they can just hand it off. Like, I didn't understand that. You got to be able to adjust. That was so idiotic. Like, and I'm the guy that wants Dart on the field because I bet him, because I think it's going to happen at some point. You might as well pull the plug. Never saw this performance from Russ coming. My concern is Dart's going to be under center, and then neighbors' numbers go way down.
Thoughts on Nacua? 10-1?
When receivers win this award, they are target hogs. And Puka's up there. I think the leading target guy might be neighbors at 25, and then I think Puka has 20. He will be in the mix. I thought about him over the summer, did not get there. It's probably the same thought process that you brought up with the quarterback. Yeah, he could be there. How much is Devontae going to take? That's the concern with Puka, but he'll probably be part of the conversation. Let me ask you guys, is Chase now out?
With Browning, I would never bet. Yeah. Never.
He's out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's good for
Puka.
The other guys we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, with Barkley, he's a threat in the passing game too, right? Puka, didn't they run a little end around that he broke for like 50-something yards? So they can use him as a running back too, so he's a dual threat. So that kind of mitigates Puka. The Devontae target. Is he going to lose some there?
True. And voters eat that stuff up, using them in multiple ways. Yeah, as far as the target leaders near the top, I mean, neighbors – Lamb is going to be scary. Like, he's a guy you got to beat if he's going to put up numbers. Because when they want to go to Lamb, they go to him. You're watching that game on Sunday. You're like, when are they going to go to Lamb? When are they going to? They finally started targeting him, and then bam, just explodes. He needs like one quarter, and he'll go off. It feels like it's been disappointing for Lamb. He's got 222 yards in two games. Like, yeah. He's going to put up monster numbers as long as he and Dak are both healthy this year. I mentioned DPOY. I think Garrett should be the favorite. Right now it's Parsons. That's all the Packers love that we're seeing. Abdul Carter. He's the favorite, and there's a big gap. He has a half a sack and three pressures. The most pressures is 26. Carter has three, and he has a half a sack. Maybe we should start to look at some other defensive rookies because Carter
Campbell
hasn't done it yet.
Made a huge move in that market. Campbell, okay. Jahad Campbell,
yeah.
8-1 now. I mean, he wasn't anywhere near the top, and now he's the second favorite, 8-1. How about Jalen Walker? He looked really good for the Falcons the other night. He's now 10-1. I think coming into that game, the handicap for a lot of people was, oh, well, Flores will just blitz and rattle Penix and pressure him and hit him and sack him. No, it's the Falcons defense that actually did all that. I mean, they were unbelievable. And Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., they were both in that backfield a ton. Walker 10-1, James Pierce 12-1. Those are guys to keep an eye on. And then Atlanta front seven.
Name that I want to mention. I'm not betting it. I'm just pointing it out. Comeback player Daniel Jones is the fourth favorite. He's plus 750. I think if you're holding a vote today, he's winning the award. He's fourth because they haven't seen it yet for a larger sample. CMC, Dak, Hutchinson, and then Daniel Jones. All right, we'll get to college football playoff looks on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Don't tell it to Chris Jones. Getting into that little tiff with one Jalen Hurts at the end of the game. Welcome back, Joe O, Sammy P. Here's Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL talker, writer. He does all that good stuff. Will, you were right on that. Good look there. I can't sit here and say that the Eagles' offense has been super impressive, but they're sitting here with a 2-0 record, and they're one of the favorites for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, whenever you see yourself get queued up before you're – I was like, am I wearing a green shirt? I was like, no, I'm not. But I was, you know, like, it's always nice to have a good take come out of your mouth. But I agree with you, Joe. I think this Eagles team has looked fine on offense. They're kind of a – they're like a – I don't know. The thing for me, too, weeks one and two of the NFL season, the way things have evolved in 2025 where, you know, we have this shortened preseason – you see these really low scores across the league in week one. We saw a big spike in week two. I was surprised by that. But I think it's so key if you're going to be a team that has aspirations to get the bye, to win your division, that you stack wins now. And you stack them however you can stack them, and you sort of figure things out as you move along into the second quarter of the season. And I think Philly, at the very least, we know they can run the football effectively. We know that they are a physical football team on both sides of the ball. And no, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown have not been these explosive downfield weapons for them so far, but I think that comes along eventually, and that they were more than willing to sort of get into a rock fight with KC, and you see it, particularly with Philly, and I think it's something to look at against lesser teams when they get them on the schedule coming up, is like second half Philly lines, you're going to get a lot of body blows, a lot of Saquon Barkley body blows, and good luck standing up to those before he pops a big one. I think what they've done is solid, but not like spectacular by any stretch of the imagination. They're not, they won the Super Bowl. We know they're good. Like the Packers are a much more, you know, sexy, team to enter the Super Bowl conversation, I think.
You don't need to put these in order, but I'm curious. Joe and I were talking about this off the top. We've seen 2 weeks now of NFL. Who are the four best teams in the league? Any order, four best.
Bills, Packers, Eagles, Rams.
Rams over Ravens?
Ravens out.
Yeah, Ravens have to be in there too. Who am I tossing out? Who am I tossing
four.
Out for the Ravens? Yeah. I mean, I was so Rams. Confident. I knew I was missing. Yeah, I guess you toss out the Rams. I think the Rams are right there in the top 10, though, top five. The Rams would be my fifth. The Rams are really good, man. Rams
no, I'm just laughing Ravens, at it. Go from top four to, hey, well, they're top 10.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, there, I was like, all right, who am I? I know I'm missing someone. I actually did this last night. Somebody was asking me, like, who are the best teams in football? And I was texting with somebody. And I was like, oh yeah, and the Ravens. So I mean, like, that's just my brain. That's not me discounting the Ravens. They look great. Bills look awesome. You know, I think right now, if you were sort of penciling in, if you had to take a championship, conference championship exacta or quad box or whatever it would be called. Quadfecta, it would be Packers, Packers, Eagles, and Bills, Ravens, right? I mean, those would be the four teams that I think you would expect to be there. I really do think, I mean, the Rams at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl, I don't know if that's like good value per se, but I'm telling you, this Rams team, to me, the first 2 weeks of the season is underrated for sure.
I agree with you on the top four, but I'm also warming to this idea of an LA Super Bowl. And maybe that's totally insane. But
I thought about that last night.
Teams are good. They're both very good.
And I think the one thing with both of those teams that they have in common, and that a lot of teams just don't have, is two quarterbacks who can get nuclear hot. Like, we haven't seen Justin Herbert do it in the playoffs, and I get that. But that's always been a thing that we do with quarterbacks until they actually do it. And if you told me that Justin Herbert went – with Jim Harbaugh. They have Jim Harbaugh and Sean McVay, too. Great coaching staffs. Like, really great coaching staffs. Harbaugh is so good. You see what he's getting out of Quentin Johnson this year. You know, the weapons are there. They have the run game. certainly, you know, they need to stay healthy. Obviously, the Rashawn Slater preseason injury, and then now Khalil Mack with what looked like something that's going to keep him out for, you know, a substantial amount of time. That's a concern. But yeah, I think an LA Super Bowl is just as trendy as it sort of like it's like kind of a hipster way to fade those top four teams.
We're going to know soon on the Rams at Philly this week. And you've got San Francisco in week 5. Is Purdy going to be healthy? Don't know. Week 6, they go to Baltimore. So we're going to learn a lot about that team coming up.
I will say, too, real quickly on the Eagles and the Rams game. I don't know what MGM has it at right now. I know last night it was 3.5. And then this morning it was back at 3. At 3.5, I'm really interested in the Rams because I know the tush push is like the narrative is tired and played out. But that's going to be a thing this week for the NFL league office, for the Rams, for the referees in that game where they're to me, it is anyway. I would expect that we hear something about it leading up to it. Like Jay Glazer reports on Sunday morning, you know, it's like, I've been told that officials are going to keep a close eye on the Eagles guards in false starting. And all of a sudden, if you have one or two instances where they're going for it on fourth or they're at the goal line on like 3rd and 1, or 2nd and 1 or whatever, and they get called for a false start because they are false starting, that changes everything because Philly can't do the tush push as effectively. And so I think I'd be very curious to see how the NFL adjudicates that this week coming up.
Now the Colts are laying 3.5 on the road. It's the Titans, crazy, but they're laying more than a field goal. Well, I guess it's justified, and who the hell is going to line up to bet the Titans? I don't care where you're playing this game. Is this real?
I definitely think there is some reality to it. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and pound the table and say the Colts, if the Colts won that division, should anybody be surprised after the first 2 weeks of the season? No. I mean, Daniel Jones is a top 10 pick in the NFL. We've seen plenty of times quarterbacks, Sam Darnold last year, quarterbacks go from, you know, the hellscape of New York and the microscope they get put under in bad situations when they're high picks. And then you go and sort of be an understudy of sorts with a really good NFL coach and then land in a good – we saw it with Darnold went to San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan and then goes and lands with a good head coach in Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. We're seeing it now with Daniel Jones, an understudy with Kevin O'Connell, and then goes to Shane Steichen, who I think is a really good coach and has gotten sort of the most out of a Colts team that had, you know, RIP and everything, but Jim Irsay at the end of his life running things and – you know, did it in like they had a very up in the air quarterback situation. Now, I do want to like, you know, let's throw a little caution to the wind here. This time last year, and I don't think I was on here doing this. I hope I wasn't, but I could have been. Somebody could have been. The New Orleans Saints had just scored 90 something points in the first 2 weeks of the season under Clint Kubiak, with Derek Carr and Clint Kubiak's new offense. And a lot of people were proclaiming them to be maybe a really dangerous offense that could threaten the NFC South, and that didn't end up happening. So a little caution to the wind on the Colts, but they have a good offensive line. They have plenty of skill position guys, sort of an underrated wide receiver group, I think. And then Jonathan Taylor looks very spry and frisky. DJ Giddens, a nice backup. And Daniel Jones is playing really good football. So like, if he keeps playing mistake-free football and the doesn't turn into a pumpkin, then, yeah, this Colts team is legitimate. I am a little cautious about laying 3.5 on the road. Just because we starting to see a little something from Cam Ward, had two really tough matchups to start the year, like maybe two of the top five defenses in the league, probably. And now he's going to get a Colts defense that certainly isn't as tough. So I'd probably lean on the side of taking the 3.5 from Tennessee if I had to do anything in this game, but waiting to see. It'd be one I would wait to bet on, I think.
Oh, I just can't wait for this weekend when I'm going to be on the Browns against the Packers, the Titans against the Colts.
Saints against the Seahawks.
Maybe Carolina getting 5 at home against Atlanta. Maybe I just want to drink bleach instead of betting. God.
I don't know about Carolina, Sam. Like, they just lost Austin Corbett and Robert Hunt. So they have – I mean, their offensive line is shredded now. They were already, like, bad to begin with in protecting Bryce Young, who's looked terrible. All their points have been in garbage time. I took their team total under yesterday at 19.5. The difference between the Cardinals and the Falcons, I think, is that if Atlanta gets up, remember prior to last week, and I can't believe it didn't happen again. The Panthers had allowed 200 rushing yards in seven straight games. And so now they're getting a Falcons team that has Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, has run the ball really effectively. It was great down the stretch against Minnesota with running the football. And I think we'll be pretty conservative in their game plan and their attack against a Carolina defense that can't stop anybody. So the Panthers one worries me a little bit. That's a lot of points in a divisional home game. But I think after 2 weeks of all these favorites managing to find a way to win, I think your casual bettor is going to be a lot more comfortable laying the points than taking points at home with a really ugly dog like a Carolina or a Cleveland. But I mean, because it's not fun to get in the way of that.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a good matchup on the Carolina side, I should say. Will Brits of CBS Sports with us. Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, bets you're in on. You're going to make or you've already made for week number three.
Well, I mentioned that Panthers team total under. You know, look, if they get there in garbage time, they get there in garbage time. But I trust the Falcons. The Cardinals only ran the ball, not kind of Kyler scrambles. They ran the ball 14 times. You're up 20 points. What are you doing? I mean, run the ball against this terrible rush defense. So I think the Panthers team total under gets there. Kind of. I don't know what I'm interested in. The quarterback injuries are a problem. I think I will be betting Jacksonville. They should be 2-0, easily 2-0. You know, like I appreciate Liam Cohen following the analytics or whatever and being aggressive. I don't appreciate it actually, because I had the Jaguars in the Circa Millions and there's just no way they should have not covered that game there the whole time, especially when you lose Burrow. So I'll have something on the Jaguars. Man, the Chiefs line is really getting away from them, isn't it? 5.5 felt like it was kind of fine. 6.5, you're starting to get a little deep. I wanted some action on that. I'll probably be back in the Lions too, much to my chagrin when Baltimore is up huge. But I think Detroit's a much better. I mean, they showed it on Sunday against Chicago. And then I think Dallas. I'll be back in as a on the money line. Get them. I think they're like even money right now.
Yep.
Creeped up to Bears -1. Yeah, you can find -1 to -5, even money around the market. I think Dallas is like kind of decent, and their defense might be terrible, but I trust Caleb Williams to make enough mistakes that Russell Wilson didn't make when he blacked out and thought it was 2015, to the point where Dallas is able to move the ball effectively against what doesn't look like a really dangerous Bears defense, particularly with all the injuries in the secondary.
Eberflus,
Ben Johnson,
Caleb. Yeah.
Oh, Eberflus revenge game. Great call, Joe.
It feels like Ben Johnson just bought a mansion and then, signed the paperwork, moved in, and then saw the foundation and saw the termites, and you're like, oh, like this is
the
bad.
Lions were my best. Lions were the best bet of the week last week for me. I mean, like, all offseason, all we hear is that Ben Johnson's departure is going to ruin their offense. They struggle against the Packers, and everybody rips them. I mean, Dan Campbell was always running up that score if he could, and he did.
Do you I know this is kind of an off-the-path question, but do you have an alibi for last week when that fire truck exploded at the Wake Forest NC State game?
Yeah, but that was in Winston-Salem, technically. It was a brisket truck. But just a ridiculous moment. NC State overs. NC State overs look good. I don't know. I'm a little wary of them +3 at Duke this weekend. If they beat Duke, they could be like 6-0 going to Notre Dame in a couple weeks because they get Virginia Tech and then Campbell. But their defense, and it's been really weird. The defense has been great in the second half. I don't know what DJ Elliott's doing at halftime. But first half overs look fantastic for NC State. They can't stop anybody, and they can wing it around. I don't know. Can an 11-year-old testify for me in court
yes.
As an alibi? Does that count? Okay, good. Then, I've got a good alibi.
That video is so good. It's hilarious.
We're watching. It's like, what? Wake Forest set off fireworks? What's going on here? You can't like. I know they took the kickoff to the house, but like, I didn't think they, because they had that grass area behind the end zone. They're not even allowed to set off fireworks. It's too much of a hazard.
Right, right. Good stuff. Will Brinson, CBS Sports. Will, appreciate you coming on the show. As always, best of luck with all your wagers in NC State. All right?
All right, guys. See you next week.
Take care, man. Will Brinson, good stuff there. Man, I had the same thought on Indianapolis. Like, I keep going back to what happened with New Orleans, and everybody's like, oh, he's getting a job and the OC and all that. And then they were one of the worst teams in the NFL after week number two. Not saying that's happened with the Colts, but that certainly does come to mind. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got lightning bets on the other side, and Sammy's got a few other nuggets we're going to get to on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Appreciate Will Brinson dropping by. Chris Felica as well. If you missed either segment, check the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature right under BetMGM Network or click on the Bet Sweats page. We talked Heisman, a lot of different future angles coming up as well. We push college football playoff. We'll probably do that tomorrow. And we have power rankings because it's Wednesday tomorrow. Always a fun day on the show. How about our guys? People that listen to the show where they have, they're honored with a bobblehead night. I don't know that there's many of them, but Chirizi and Beefloaf, your partner in the Survivor pool where you guys ended up with Buffalo. I thought that was a sharp look. There were so many people that were concerned, so much money coming in on the Jets all week. And then you have an easy winner, a no doubter, and it's a low percentage team. You probably wish that there was a big favorite that was going to get upset. But I think what's sharp about it is it gives you a different path. So many people have the Denver /Baltimore path from the first 2 weeks. Now you went Buffalo. You're not going to be going Buffalo when a lot of other people jump in on them, and you're hoping, okay, maybe that's going to be one of their few losses on the season.
They have two entries. The one that I'm a part of used Buffalo. Their other entry, which I guess we're going to cross, we'll see. They have Dallas, or had Dallas in week two. So one was easy. One was a nail biter, to say the least. But they had two entries that they went to Circa, signed up for, and they have both of them through into week three. So good on them, and congrats to getting a bobblehead at a White Sox game. It's a night That's with the crazy. 108. You can check it out on X at From the 108. I really wanted to get back there, but after all the travel so far I've had, I couldn't really justify a flight into Chicago to go to a White Sox game and then a flight back to Boston followed by a train to New York. I couldn't do it. I love those guys. If you're in Chicago, get out to the park and get that bobblehead. It looks like, I know that there were some issues in the past with White Sox bobbleheads, spelling things wrong.
Yeah, it's so stupid. They had a bobblehead night for the groundskeeper. Like, that's how pathetic it is with that team. Oh, the groundskeeper, because we don't have any stars on the roster. Like, people actually know who our groundskeeper is. Let's have a bobblehead night for him. Well, they misspelled the name, and then they couldn't hand them out. They realized the day of, oh, wait, this is misspelled. We can't hand these out tonight. And then they had a makeup date for the groundskeeper bobblehead night. Good Lord. Anyway.
Well, our guys have a bobble tonight. I really want one. If I can get my hands on one, I'll put it right there. I'll move something out of the way. Love the 108. So they got a bobblehead tonight. That's a night with the 108. I want to hammer a couple things out here real quick. I saw this over the weekend, didn't get to it yesterday. Dennis Dodd from CBS tweeted this out. This is the list of channels you need now to watch every football game at the FBS level. You ready? I'm going to rip through these very quickly. ABC, Fox, CBS, CBS Sports Network, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Plus, SEC Network, SEC Network Plus, ESPNU, FS1, Paramount Plus, Peacock, HBO Max, YouTube, True TV, TNT, Spectrum Sports, Big Ten Network. I think I'm done. Yep, that's the whole list. You need all those channels to watch every single FBS game in college football nowadays.
Do you have all of them?
Nope, do not.
I don't think I have SEC Plus. Would you say Spectrum?
Spectrum, I don't even know what that there. Is.
Never heard of it.
I can't believe the Mountain West Network didn't make that. I tried to watch a little Hawaii or something like that, and they were like, no, you need the Mountain West Network. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. But I'm saying Peacock now, HBO Max, YouTube. Everybody has YouTube, of course. But
yes.
Spectrum Sports, ESPN Plus, which is now $12 a month. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous, man. You need so many different platforms to watch all these games. And these are college games. These aren't pro games. College.
Division One college games. Yeah. It's insane. We're not quite there, but the NFL, we've been talking about a number of years how it's getting crazy like that too. As they're doing YouTube and all sorts of channels. Yeah, I know. It's extremely frustrating, but they can do whatever the hell they want because they can get away with it. I know you had a college promo or giveaway, something. Inform me. Yep. You didn't want to tell me ahead of time because you wanted to see my reaction.
Would you be interested in this giveaway? I just got an email about this. Enter to win, all caps. Northwestern football is in full swing. And we'd like you to enter now for your chance to score all-inclusive sideline tickets to watch Northwestern play UCLA on Saturday, September 27th. Bad. I remind you, UCLA is 0-3 and just fired the head coach. Are you interested? Are you entering?
No, I'm not entering. I somebody gave me tickets, I'd be like, no. I'm going to go on a Saturday, ruin my whole day, drive all the way up into Evanston for that garbage? No, I'm not interested at all. I'm sure some people did it to just go see Oregon over the weekend. But no,
they didn't offer it for Oregon, though. They wouldn't offer that for Oregon. They're offering it for the UCLA game. 1-2, meow. against 0-3 UCLA. I wouldn't wipe my ass with those tickets.
How about this? Because you would know more about this than me, and you know, we'll get to lightning bets if you have any. I've got nothing. I need a day off, and there's no football games tonight, so I'm taking a breather. We had two coaches fired this weekend. Two schools fired their head coaches. We're three games into the year. Virginia Tech, and as you mentioned, UCLA, Deshaun Foster. Deshaun Foster, we all knew over a year ago that that was an awful idea as he was trying to promote the program at Big Ten Media Day, which went viral as an embarrassing moment for him and UCLA. These players can go in the portal now. They can leave. What the hell is going to – should we be looking at just fade with these teams? Nico, after all that noise all offseason about leaving Tennessee, look at Tennessee's quarterback and the state of that program versus where UCLA is, and he ended up taking the money. He thinks he got the better end of it at the time. I would say that's not the case. Tennessee is quite happy you are no longer there. It was funny. Like, Heupel, like, you could tell. He had something in the hopper. He had something going, and they're in a great spot. As I think Aguilar is like one of the top five in Heisman odds already. But Nico might be moving on already. That's wild that they fire the coach three games in, and players might be on the move in season.
It's probably the worst decision of the NIL era so far, and that's not even hyperbolic. To leave Tennessee. Tennessee just went neck and neck with Georgia in Knoxville, and you're playing in front of a stadium that's filled at 30% capacity, losing to New Mexico. That's where you're at. UCLA at 0-3 has lost to Utah, UNLV, and New Mexico. Bad. And you know the name I'm hearing now that the coaches are talking about, that maybe this guy might come back into the fold?
I got one.
John Gruden.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
It's Gruden.
Dang.
Yep. You nailed it. I cut you off there. That's my bad. There's this faction of people that are believing that somebody's going to give Gruden the bag and see if he still got it.
I don't think it's happening. Like, how long are we going to do that? It reminds me of Bill Cowher coming back, right? That was going on for like two decades. How long are we going to keep bringing Gruden's name? I think it's because of the Barstool connection. Like, people see him doing that and they get excited and like, he's entertaining. I want to see him as my coach, and they bring his name up. Yeah, I don't think so, but anything's better than Deshaun Foster and Va Tech too. They made a similar move. All right, Sam, do you have anything for lightning bets? I'm not quite ready to delve into the next week for NFL and college.
Yeah, Bear and I were texting about this one earlier in the week. We do like Rutgers. I'm on the same page with him. The market is 2.5. I mean, for the sake of giving a bet out, people listen for bets. I'll give Rutgers. Yeah. I think they win. So to take 2.5 right now at BetMGM is cool. If you want to wait, maybe you get a 3. Pinnacle has a 3. Chris has a 3. You want to wait for 3, fine. But I feel good enough. I think Rutgers wins the game. So give me the Scarlet Knights of Sunge. +2.5.
Normally at this point in the week, I'm looking at awards and have some ideas. I don't see value and I don't want to force any bets there, but I'll tell you what I'm taking a closer look at. It's the rookie of the year markets. So Carter's going to be tough to beat. That's always been the case. And I'm not saying he's going to have a subpar year, but where is their value? Like, you brought up Walker earlier. I think that's a good idea. You mentioned how the market is moving on Campbell. Okay. Interesting. And also offensive rookie. A tight end has never won this award, and Tyler Warren is your favorite right now. It's been disappointing, the usage and production out of Genty. Cam Ward hasn't done a whole lot, even though there are sparks in his two starts. Those guys are moving down the board. So who's it going to be? I think Ted is interesting. He had 100 yards over the weekend. If he's the target guy for Bryce Young, he might be worth taking a look at. Just throwing the idea out there, not an official bet, but he's your fifth favorite for offensive rookie of the year. It's not going to be one of these quarterbacks. And again, I don't want to be in a position where I'm just betting on a million guys, but the Tet one is kind of interesting to me if his production can continue. All right, Paul Aspen and Jake Hassan, do you guys have anything today or any quick thoughts?
Got one college play. Going to shoot the moon this week after putting the Mountaineer man up in the half moon. They have a Big 12 opener in Kansas. And again, this team stinks. That was their entire season. Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, World Series, everything beating Pitt last week. Quarterback got benched. He came back. It's great win. Backyard brawl. Awesome. Kansas. Laying 13.5. It opened to 12.5, up to 30.5. Inside of 14, I will lay it with the Jayhawks.
I do have baseball. I have like a couple of dogs. I like the Padres. I like the Royals. And I like the Jays today. And I like Zebby Matthews over 5.5 Ks against the Yankees as well.
All right. Good stuff. Appreciate it, Jake. You've thought about the parlay. Now boost it. Use this boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win over at BetMGM. Join us tomorrow for a Power Rankings Wednesday. That should be fun. It will involve the NFL right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.